The first revamp of the family court in four decades. Why has it taken this long? 1976, the system was set up, but this has got to be welcome news to the hundreds of thousands of families who've battled their way through the system. As if a relationship breakdown, especially when it involves kids, isn't horrible, stressful, all-encompassing enough. But no, throw in the family court system and then that stress, that anguish, that horror, it all multiplies, doesn't it? And I say it's a system because it involves two courts. The family court, which is responsible for things like financial arrangements, serious parenting arguments and trying to agree on custody, and of course allegations of child abuse in these custody arrangements. The federal circuit court, well, they deal with everything else. Now, on average, there's about 22,000 cases filed each year. About 1,200 end up ping-ponging between the courts for different reasons. Today, the federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, he announced the two courts would be merged to streamline things. Now, this move comes after the Australian Law Reform Commission continues its review of the family law system. It's not due to report until March next year. So how much difference will today's move make? And how much more needs to be done? When that review was announced last September, I spoke to the now former Queensland Law Society President and family law practitioner, Christine Smythe. I've got her back on the line. Christine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben, and good afternoon, listeners.
The merging of the family court and the circuit court, actually, I should probably say the re-merging, shouldn't I?
That's correct. It's back to the future. I only hope that the family court is not the DeLorean, an expensive failure.
Well put, well put. What sort of toll does this falling down of the family court rabbit hole, what sort of toll does it take on families?
Oh, look, there's no doubt that it takes a significant toll, but, you know, it's also no doubt that members of the public and lawyers alike welcome a review of the family court system. And to give credit where credit's due, the Federal Attorney General, Christian Porter, is to be congratulated for taking action to address problems besetting our flailing family court. Australian families and the Family and Federal Circuit Court have for too long shouldered the burden of a dysfunctional system that has suffered due to significant cuts to its funding, particularly significant cuts to legal aid. So action's quite clearly needed. But this is simply a reversal of a change that was in fact implemented 20 years ago. And for at least the last 5 years, it's been glaringly obvious that it has failed. So the appointment of the Australian Law Reform Commission to investigate improving the system is absolutely welcome, but it's not strictly correct to say this is the first time in 40 years the system's had an overhaul, because in 1999, an overhaul of the family court structure was undertaken, and back then certain family court matters were carved off to be heard by the then Federal Magistrates Court. It was later renamed the Federal Court. The reason given in 1999 for that particular restructure was that the family court workload was increasing. So the idea that the Federal Magistrates Court, now the Federal Circuit Court, could hear less complex matters. But what a lot of families may not know is that the Federal Circuit Court doesn't just hear family law matters. It hears matters related to administrative law, bankruptcy law, consumer law, human rights law, migration law, intellectual property, industrial and admiralty law. So it's not just wholly confined to family law.
And its caseloads going up. And that's what you and I spoke about last September. Not enough judges, not enough funding.
Absolutely. The Attorney General's press release itself acknowledges that the number of matters that are being filed in the last 5 years have stayed relatively static, but the number of family law matters awaiting resolution has grown from 17,200 to 21,000. And not only that, the amount of time it takes for a decision to be given has increased to 15.2 months. You know, that's, you know, if you've got a family...
15 months, so a year and a half, basically.
Absolutely. So if you've got a family who are separating when a baby is just born, by the time they get a decision, they're a toddler. Everyone's entitled to be throwing tantrums at that stage.
So today's announcement then, if you're in the family court system or about to be, what does it mean? What does it mean for me if I'm about to go through this or going through it?
Look, I cautiously welcome the announcement, with the reservation that the devil is in the detail, and that is yet to be provided. So we're not sure how it's going to have to the level of the impact. We know what the press release says. They say it'll increase the capacity to process up to 8,000 cases each year. There are some really pragmatic aspects to it about
8,000 cases. I mean, Christine, they're getting 22,000 a year.
Absolutely.
8,000, yeah, let's break out the champagne.
That's exactly right. The difficulty with it is that it's they're undertaking a structural change to the court processes, and they're doing that without knowing what the Australian Law Reform Commission is going to conclude with respect to the changes to the actual law. And there's a difficulty there without knowing what the recommendations will be of the Australian Law Reform Commission in fixing the law. If you go about changing the structure, you can have unintended consequences. And again, Australian families pay that price. And I'll give you an example. So, for example, in Queensland, we have one of the highest portions of the population living in the regions. Let's take Rockhampton, for example. There's a Federal Circuit Court that operates in Rockhampton. When it sits, that Federal Circuit Court judge is granted permission by the state government to use state court facilities. The Federal Circuit Court does not actually have its own facilities in the regions. So it would be a disappointing outcome to find that this restructure would result in a state/federal turf war over what buildings, resources and registry services that can or can't be used.
Well, right there is a glaring downfall in the system, and hopefully the Law Reform Commission's report will address that when it comes down next March. Christine, thank you for letting us pick your brain and expertise again. No doubt we'll be talking about this soon. Christine Smythe, she is the former president of the Queensland Law Society. She is a family law practitioner as well. She's always good to talk to, very knowledgeable on this matter. If you've been through that family court system, how painful was it? I can't see too much changing. Streamlining the effect today, well, that's a good, it's a start, but they're yahooing over 8,000 cases now will be heard each year. Well, when there's 22,000 brought on, but you get to hear less than half, I don't know if that wait time's going to change much. Do you?